It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Before there was Anonymous or Lulzsec or any other contemporary computer hacker, there was Kevin Mitnick. Mitnick was a prolific criminal who managed to stay a few steps ahead of the cops for a long time. Eventually, they caught him. He did time in prison, released in 2000. He's now the author of an autobiography, Ghost in the Wires, My Adventures as the World's Most Wanted Hacker. Mitnick says it all started with phones.
A friend in high school in my junior year was a phone freak. And a phone freaker, you know, it's like hacking the phone system. I mean, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak did this in the late 70s before they founded Apple Computer. And this was kind of the predecessor to hacking. And this kid in high school showed me all these cool things he could do with the telephone, including using social engineering to get information.
As in manipulating people to do what you want them to. It's the same idea behind today's phishing scams. Here's how those work.
One great example is imagine if you received a PDF file from a vendor, a customer, a supplier, and you opened up that PDF file because you were expecting it to be, you know, something to do with business, and you just saw some gibberish or whatever. What could happen in that case is when you open up the PDF file, it exploits a vulnerability in Adobe Acrobat that sits on your computer, and now the hacker is completely into your computer and has full control and could talk to other computers on the network.
But how do you get someone to open that PDF file in the first place?
Okay, imagine that you have a target at a company. You do a lot of information reconnaissance. You know, who does this individual at the company work with? You know, what customers, what suppliers, what vendors, what other internal people at the company? Even looking at social networks, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, who are their friends? And then armed with that information, you could send the email or even spoof the email so it appears to come from a friend, from a colleague, from a business contact, and the person will very likely open up a PDF attachment.
Mitnick now works as a computer security consultant. As for where hacking goes next...
Mobile phones. You know, before you had to worry about your computer being attacked, but now you have to worry about your Android, your iPhone, your BlackBerry being hacked because of so much, you know, rich information on there. Banking credentials, passwords for your company, personal emails. Imagine instead of going after the CFO's computer at the office, trying to hack into the CFO's mobile phone and trying to get access to those financials that aren't public. And now, just recently, has antivirus software been available for mobile phones? So the security products are just evolving to try to help consumers mitigate the risk that they're going to be attacked.
Kevin Mitnick's book is Ghost in the Wires. I hate to say it, students, but back to school is just around the corner. Back in my day, that meant pens and pencils. Today, it also means keyboards, typing. And we have a fun and kind of weird way to get your typing skills in shape for the school year. It's a new online game called Safety Instructions. That's music from the game you're hearing. It works like this. You're on a plane, and it's headed for an emergency water landing. You have to type out safety instructions in the time allowed without making an error. Succeed, and you level up to harder typing challenges. If you make a typing mistake, you die. You know, just like on a real airplane. Sounds like this. Suddenly, good typing seems very important. We have a link to Safety Instructions, plus our blog and all of our previous shows at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.